I'm John Mowinkle with today's Radio On The Go Sports for Wednesday, October 25th. Here's what's happening today in Volleyball Regional Finals. 1A Region 2, number 8 AGWSR will take on Newell Fonda in Fort Dodge. That'll air on 104.9 KLMJ. 2A Region 4, number 1 Dyke, New Hartford will take on ACGC at Nevada. 2A Region 5, number 8 Applington Parkersburg will take on number 12 South Hardin at Cedar Falls. That'll air on 99 The Wave. 2A Region 8, number 3 Grundy Center will take on number 13 West Burlington at Williamsburg. For the first time in more than a decade, the number 8 and 2A Applington Parkersburg volleyball team will play in a regional final tonight, facing number 12 and 2A South Hardin at Cedar Falls High School. The Falcons advanced to the match with Monday's gutsy 3-2 win over Central Springs, where they fought back from a 2-1 deficit. At 33-8, it's the most wins by the program since the mid-2000s. Head coach Candace Clespy says the team's collective grit and hard work has put themselves in a position to accomplish the goal of qualifying for the state tournament.
We've told them night in and night out, it's 0-0, and we're only thinking of the game that's in front of us. And so, like we've told them all year, you just keep putting yourselves in great positions. And it's all because of your work and your grit and just how hard you go. And so you've set yourself up now for an opportunity to make it back down to Coralville, which we have not done in a long time, and I know they're hungry for it. They're very, very hungry for it.
The Falcons will look for better attack efficiency, but will strive to continue aggressive serving after recording 12 aces and 2 service errors Monday. They'll look to extend a season-long 10-match win streak. The Tigers are 35-8 and advance with 3-0 sweeps of Pocahontas Area and North Union. A powerful hitting team has attacked at 215. Ava Salvo leads with 360 kills. She, Allie Sheldahl, and Clara Balo each had 10 kills in Monday's win over North Union. It's the team's second regional final appearance in 3 years, having last made it in 2021 when they advanced to the state tournament. The Falcons are in their first regional final since 2012 and will be in search of the program's first state tournament appearance since 2008. The match will air on 99 The Wave, with audio commentary also available on the Falcon Activities Network on YouTube and Falcon TV on Dumont Telephone Cable Channel 994. Pregame coverage will begin at 6:40 p.m., followed by the first serve at 7 o'clock. The number 3 and 2A Grundy Center volleyball team will play in its second straight regional final when it faces number 13 and 2A West Burlington tonight in Williamsburg. The Spartans are 36-7 and advanced with 3-0 sweeps of Grandview Christian and Hudson. In Monday's win over Hudson, senior outside hitter Carly Willis recorded 20 kills, Shirley Monahan had 14, and the team hit with a remarkable .387 efficiency. Head coach Lori Willis says her senior-heavy team is motivated by last year's close regional final loss and has been working for the moment of going back to the state tournament.
We just keep reminding them that this is their story. You know, this is their time. They've been preparing for this for years. You know, this is a years in the making, and they can put confidence in all those touches that they've done throughout the years, you know, and especially this year. And they just need to lean on each other and to know that we got each other's back, and we are just a great team, and just go out there and perform.
West Burlington is 38-5 and placed second in the Southeast Iowa Super Conference South. They advanced with 3-0 sweeps of Cardinal and Wilton. Taryn Havener leads with 330 kills, and the team has served with an impressive 96% efficiency. It'll be the first meeting between the programs in the bound era. The first serve is scheduled for 7 o'clock p.m. The number 1 and 2A Dyke New Hartford volleyball team is one win away from its fourth straight state tournament appearance and will take on ACGC in tonight's regional final in Nevada. The Wolverines are 46-0 and are the only undefeated team in Class 2A. They advanced with 3-0 sweeps of Woodward, Granger, and Ogden, giving up no more than 9 points in a set in those matches. In the win over Ogden, the Wolverines attacked with a .500 efficiency. ACGC is 21-10 and placed second in the West Central Conference. They advanced with a 3-0 sweep of Panorama and a 3-1 win over Southwest Valley. They're led by freshman Stella Largent with 308 kills. The team has 264 service aces, the fourth most in Class 2A. The first serve is scheduled for 7 o'clock p.m. The number 8 and 1A AGWSR volleyball team is one win away from a second consecutive state tournament appearance. They'll take on Newell Fonda in tonight's regional semifinal at Fort Dodge High School. It's a rematch of last year's regional final in the same location. The 18-23 Cougars advanced with 3-0 sweeps of West Hancock and Rockford and came back from a deficit for a 3-1 win over St. Edmund in Monday's regional semifinal. The Cougars got increased offensive production by setter Trevin Smith with 11 kills and Briley Metzger at 15. Head coach Jill Smith says a fast start while continuing to emphasize what's in their control will be keys to the win.
I think it's going to be, again, really working to control the ball on our side, controlling the controllables. Our passing is going to have to be tough once again because, like I said, we want to make sure that we're utilizing our middle hitters and just one point at a time.
Newell Fonda is 20-8. They advanced with 3-0 sweeps of Kingsley Pearson and Siouxland Christian and a 3-1 win over Remsen St. Mary's in Monday's semifinal. Kinsey Hinders leads with 335 kills. The team has served at an impressive 96.1% efficiency. The match will air on 104.9 KLMJ. Pregame coverage will begin at 6:40 p.m., followed by the first serve at 7 o'clock. The North Butler football team exited the playoffs after a tough night offensively in a 17-0 first-round loss at number 8 in Class A Starmont last week. In a game where both defenses made their opponent one-dimensional, Starmont powered through with their rushing attack to pull away in advance. The Stars rushed for 191 yards and 2 touchdowns and were limited to 50 yards passing. A dynamic running offense for the Bearcats was limited to the passing game with 119 passing yards and only 50 rushing yards. Head coach Jordan Vanderloop says the Bearcats had great leadership and dedication this season and was proud of the battle in the playoff opener.
After the game, you know, we told them how important they've been to this program and how much time and effort they put into the team. So it was great to see that we had so many quality leaders on our team and kids that were willing to do whatever they took for the team. We really reiterated how proud of them we were, how much they accomplished this year, and, you know, the goals that they set out and some of them that they broke throughout the season. So we just told them, you know, they can't take anything from you. You fought to the bitter end of it, which is always great to see, and how proud we are of every single one of them for everything that they've done.
Sophomore quarterback Brody Wangsness had 119 passing yards and 2 interceptions, and senior receiver Griffin Buss had 6 catches for 55 yards. North Butler finishes the season 6-3 overall. Find more Radio On The Go sports wherever podcasts are found and at radioonthego.com. I'm John Moenkel reporting.